news all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
This is a 1010 Wins newsflash. I'm Paul James. Here's what's happening. Families are planning funerals, politicians are pointing fingers, and the death toll is rising as the U.S. reels from a pair of weekend mass shootings. 31 have died now after the rampages in El Paso and Dayton. President Trump addressed the violence in remarks at the White House, putting blame in part on the internet and social media, saying mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun. A pair of vigils tonight in our area to remember the victims and to urge a call to action against such mass violence. The rallies held at Bennett Park in Washington Heights and at Grand Army Plaza in Brooklyn. Stocks took a nosedive on Wall Street as investors worry how much damage will result to the global economy as a trade war between Washington and Beijing continues to escalate. Today's selling started when China let its currency drop to its lowest level against the dollar in more than a decade. Jail time for Cesar Sayoc, the 57-year-old amateur bodybuilder, was sentenced to 20 years behind bars for sending inoperative pipe bombs to prominent Democrats such as former President Barack Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and to CNN. In all, Sayoc sent 16 rudimentary pipe bombs to addresses in New York, New Jersey, Delaware, California, Washington, D.C., and Atlanta. More legal woes for R. Kelly. Minnesota authorities have charged Kelly with two counts of prostitution and solicitation involving a girl under 18 in 2001. And word that former Nassau County exec Tom Galata has died. The Republican from North Merrick served as Nassau County executive from 1987 until 2001. Galata was 75. AccuWeather calling for a partly to mostly cloudy overnight, humid, low 73. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Wins.